Well, a question for you. What happens when teenagers from two very different neighborhoods in Washington, D.C. get together to talk about where they're from and race? It's part of a project run by a teacher who hopes it will help bridge D.C.'s expanding racial and economic divide. Michaela LaFrac from Here and Now contributor WAMU was there when students from one predominantly black school and one majority white school sat down to get to know one another.
120 teenagers pack into the gym at the Murray School, a majority white private school in Northwest Washington, D.C. They sit in clusters, waving at kids they know and eyeballing the ones they don't. Murray teacher Io Magwood stands in front and welcomes the visiting students. They're from Cesar Chavez Public Charter School in Southeast D.C., where 83% of students are black and the rest are Hispanic. This event is Magwood's brainchild. It's part of a year-long program she thought up during the contentious presidential campaign.
I was very concerned whether young people would be able to grow up and be able to talk across differences and understand each other.
Washington, D.C.'s schools show evidence of the city's racial and economic disparities. A study from the University of California in Los Angeles this year found that over 70% of black students in D.C. public and charter schools have virtually zero white classmates. Cesar Chavez has no white students. Earlier this year, students in the exchange program went on a joint field trip to the National Portrait Gallery. Magwood remembers how one Cesar Chavez student reacted.
An African-American student said, "I just want to say something. I have never spoken to a white boy before, but you are cool. You guys are cool." And so they really enjoyed meeting each other, but I was just struck by the fact that many of these young people have zero contact with each other.
At this event, the students start by breaking into small groups to introduce themselves. The tone is pleasant, but a little awkward, as you'd expect from any group of teenagers who don't know each other that well.
My name is Imani.
My name is Brianna Washington.
My name is Callan.
I'm Owen.
Then they get into the big stuff. One group gathers around a picnic table on Murray's sprawling front lawn and dives into an hour-long conversation on race and privilege. Murray 10th grader Journey Hairston and Cesar Chavez 11th grader Angel Anderson talk about how the city feels segregated.
Differences are okay, but like since we make people like benefit from the differences and like we put people in bad places because they're different than others, that's when it becomes a bad thing.
I don't know. I just believe there's no such thing as race. I believe it's just a label.
Murray sophomore Callan Daniel and Cesar Chavez junior Angel Johnson discuss the differences between some of the city's neighborhoods.
Just like getting out of your own neighborhood can sort of show you, at least even if you don't speak to anybody, it can show you the differences.
Because I know a lot of people from Southeast that are like really nice and they don't do like a lot of bad things, and not everybody is like that, and not everybody up here is like bougie because like their guys are nice. You just gotta like see and try to like experience it, because you never know like who you're gonna meet. Like everybody has a different story.
The conversation is a little stilted at times, especially when they talk about privilege. But there's one thing they all agree on: Donald Trump.
No one likes him. Anyone that doesn't say it.
No Republicans in my school. I don't even know any Republicans. The day I meet a Republican, I'm gonna give that person a hug.
Like the Republicans that have said that they're Republicans at Murray, they're like, they make sure to draw this distinction that they don't support him.
As the conversation wraps up, Cesar Chavez history teacher Elizabeth Genesco says she doesn't want to draw any grand conclusions about the program's success just yet.
It's difficult to tell right now. I know that like the actual test of how this went is years down the line, months down the line.
Murray's Io Magwood agrees. She says she knows this one program isn't going to solve the city's vast racial segregation, but hopefully it's a start.
You just have to chip away at it and hope that other people are chipping away at it too, and hope you're moving at least in the right direction.
Soon it's time to say goodbye. The Murray students go back into their building, and the Cesar Chavez students load into two big white buses to head back across the city to their own school. For Here and Now, I'm Michaela LaFrac.